Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name's Doug and I love movies. That was a pretty good one. Pretty happy with that one. Coming to you from the U to the C to the B and the L to the A on Tuesday, October 27th, 2014, Wolfman.
Oh!
Thank you for having such strong appreciation of my abbreviation of that thing that's gotten really irritating. That I wish I'd never started. But I'll stop on the last show in December will be the full Bill the Title opening. San Francisco, Doug Loves Scary Movies comes to Cobb's this Thursday, October 30th, and should plop this Friday, October 31st, All Hallows Eve. So everyone will get to listen to the Halloween episode day of. There'll be some Halloween touches tonight, probably, because we're getting close. Thursday, no, it says then, Doug. Then, Saturday, I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline in Sacramento at 420. Let's do this, Sack Town. Let's punch this sack. And now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Matt Bacchus tweeted, this Halloween, my friend is dressing up as a sexy alien, and I'm going as a sexual predator. This has been... I should apologize to Matt Bacchus. I assume it's Bacchus, maybe it's Bacchus, but because today I was earlier today I taped at midnight, and the opportunity came up to make a joke about Predator. There was a double entendre between sexual predators and the Predator from the movie Predator, and I fucking jumped on it. This has been Tweet Relief, the 3 days before Halloween edition. L.A. Friends, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Lucy, the Luc Besson batshit classic, modern classic, next Monday, this upcoming Monday, November 3rd, cinefamily.org for tickets and more info. Oh, and also Los Angeles, I hate using the word foodies, but people who enjoy food more than just need it. Because you don't really need this much food. If you want a delicious tiki-inspired dining experience prepared by Chef Andy Windack, who's been on Dining with Doug and Karen a few times, at Wind Attack on Twitter, go to coconutclubla.com. I went last night, and they do a whole presentation and 8 courses and 4 different crazy drinks and like a weird shot that came in a clam. And it was tiki-rific, you guys. The prize bag has got some really fun stuff in it, because the other night I got to go to a screening of Big Hero 6, which Doug digs quite a bit. I enjoyed it. I got to say I'm biased, because T.J. Miller's a voice in it, and he actually at one point, like I lost my mind when this happened, he actually says at one point, "Science, yeah!" And then towards the end of the movie, I don't want to do too many spoilers, but towards the end of the movie, he says something else followed by yeah. And it's just like both times I was like, oh, that's crazy. He says that all the time on my show when I want him to shut up. So the reason I brought that up, why'd you bring that up, Doug? Is because from that party screening that I went to the other night, a delicious looking Big Hero 6 cookie. That's all packaged and everything. Plus cookies from Delicious, because I was on at midnight today, and they always give us these cookies, and I don't eat that sort of thing anymore. I'm giving you my garbage. No, but these cookies look amazing, and they're all individually wrapped. And I didn't get a single prize bag gift from the people backstage. For some reason, that was weird. But I know that they brought some stuff, and we'll get them out here right now. And also, I think it's the last one. I think I've finally run out. Yeah, so let's have a moment of silence for Pop's hot dogs. And it's just one. It's not even, you can't even take a friend this time if you win the prize bag. Give a friend a cookie and say, just come with me so I can have my goddamn hot dog. But as you can see, there's fortune. Oh no, cookie. There's 4 chairs out here, which means 4 amazing guests, one of whom was not here when I started. So we'll see. Do you think she's going to make it? Is it good?
I think she's on the way.
Okay, cool. Please give a big warm welcome to Eddie Pepitone, Cameron Esposito, Laura Silverman, and Gillian Jacobs. So as you can see, Cameron Esposito is not here for whatever reason, but we'll find out when she gets here. The producer has told me that she's on her way, and so everything's good. Laura, pick up your microphone. Don't clean your glasses now. You don't have to see anything.
I noticed how dirty they were.
Once you came out on stage, you noticed you had dirty glasses on?
I cleaned them with a piece of ham.
That's first-time guest Laura Silverman, everybody. Did I remind you to bring something for the prize bag?
No, but I listened to last week's podcast, so I would know what I was supposed to do. And
you think that other guests would do that sort of thing, but they don't. They don't at all. So I appreciate it. And so what'd you bring us?
What I brought was I brought this Bob's Burgers
tote bag.
Tote bag?
That's the prize bag now. I'm going to get rid of this piece of shit.
Beautiful.
And then inside of it is my own long-held personal copy of the movie Clifford, which I feel like I'm ready to give away. But then Gillian really wanted it, and I hesitated, but I'm going to give it away to somebody.
Yeah, enjoy
tonight,
it, whoever wins.
She feels like we should spread the Clifford love. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice that you came to that conclusion, because I'm going to take it. No, it's all good. That's it's very nice of you to give that away. Clifford is an amazingly weird movie. So Gillian Jacobs is here once again. Return guest. Monster game player. And why are you so into Clifford?
I think it's a very underrated Martin Short performance in which he plays a small boy but does nothing to alter his appearance to make him look younger.
No, he's just in a hole on every set.
Yes.
He's always just shorter than everybody else, so to speak. And Martin Shorter. And but it's a crazy ass movie because it's not a main beyond that weirdness. It's also just not told in a very straightforward. I mean, he's such a strange character.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Clifford is so odd that it's like, I bet a lot of people would be frustrated with it rather than entertained.
No.
Much like the character that Charles Grodin plays, who is very frustrated by Clifford.
He's frustrated for you, which is what he's great at.
He is good at it, but I do like a Charles Grodin that's got shit under control as well. Like, he's an amazing actor.
I think it's probably the performance of his career.
Did you see him as a doctor in Louis?
I missed that.
Oh, it's so
good. Is it last season?
The most recent season.
Yeah, I missed that season.
All right, cool.
Sorry.
What'd you bring for the bag here, Gillian? It looks elaborate.
So much.
Well, we have another bag that you brought.
Yeah, I brought a birthday crown that my mother gave me.
On a specific birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought a sweatshirt.
Let's not name numbers. That is it's a very glistening.
Yeah, it looks like a molting snowman.
It feels like a molting snowman.
Yeah.
It's got a really weird texture to it that I'm going to enjoy later. I'm hanging on to this one.
I brought a bloody baby doll.
Is there an explanation?
Well, I bought this baby doll originally for the Comedy Bang Bang podcast because I was trying to convince Gary Marshall that we had had a child and he owed me child support.
Do you think the plastic baby ever works in those scenarios?
Well, his vision might not be that great, you know?
That looks like a regular baby. Uh-oh. She made it, you guys. Haven't even introduced everybody yet, so we could have just played it cool.
Oh, apologies to Doug Loves Movies, first of all.
Cameron Esposito, everybody.
So sorry.
That's all right. Is there an explanation or?
I was shooting something today.
Oh, okay.
And I got some vegetarian food, and I went home. I forgot about the rest of my life. I just was like, well, pulling off false eyelashes, just feeling like I really did it all. I mean, I have a show in 45 minutes. I don't know why I couldn't remember. I also have a show now. But yeah, I look great.
I get it. I appreciate you racing down here.
Yeah.
In such good time, because we haven't even introduced everybody. Gillian is telling us about this baby that she murdered. Just because she doesn't like Valentine's Day, the Gary Marshall film. And so you're willing to give this thing up for the bag?
Yeah, come on. It didn't work. I didn't fool him. I got more. I have a watch, a new watch, a Baby G shock-resistant watch.
That looks cool.
Yeah. And I have...
Somebody's going to really clean up tonight.
I have a mouse pad.
Oh, that's
what
I want.
That says Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Light the Night Walk. And...
That's what I want.
Yep.
Can't get a good mouse pad.
Hey, you know what? Makeshift diaper. Here we go.
And I have this community branded notebook that Yahoo Screen has made. So there you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that you should be the first entry in the community notebook. Write whatever you want to the winner. Make it a nice, pleasant surprise for them. You know, like when you go home after everybody signed your yearbook in school, and then you open it up and dicks are drawn all over every face. That is yours in the entire thing. Well, that is a nice pile of prizes you brought, Gillian. The prize bag is officially two bags, you guys. Oh, wait, there's another thing in there.
No, this is not to give away. Eddie gave me a copy of a movie of his that I'm not giving you guys, but I didn't have anywhere to put it but this bag. So
Eddie Pepitone is here, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Wow.
Do you hate sometimes when you're trying to shove a baby into a bag and it just won't fit? It's so aggravating.
Absolutely, but luckily they're supple and those fontanelles are soft. So always just jam by the head first.
Head
Thank
first.
You. Yeah.
Oh, and the baby's head doesn't smell good at all. That's
no.
such a lie.
Mm. They should.
Yeah, it smells
they
like
should,
it's made
because everybody's
Japan.
Always talking about how babies smell great.
Eddie, have you flown on a plane? I don't know if it's all planes, but I do know that on Delta, the Bitter Buddha is like an option you can choose when you're riding on a plane. Have you flown on a plane to watch yourself?
I did, and I'll tell you what happens is that I fly on a Delta plane, and I then look around to see if anybody's watching it, and,
yes.
You know, I suggest, and then... But when I get
come on, you've already seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then when I get off, I usually one or two people will be like, "I just watched your movie," you know.
How surreal for them! I think you
yes,
should,
it
I
is.
Think you should,
especially if that plane went down.
I should never have chosen this. We would have lived. He's very bitter.
Well, that's the interesting thing to me, is it's almost like, you know, you're there to comfort people that...
Delta hires me.
Like, well, no, I'm saying people that choose your movie, they get to watch a guy that's more upset about life than they are, you know, while they're stuck on this plane for several hours, you know, like,
yeah.
It's, but you're also so philosophical. Throughout, if you guys haven't seen it, you got to check it out. It's called The Bitter Buddha, and throughout the film, they drop in tweets that you write.
That's right.
And they're so goddamn funny. And thank you brought you. Tonight for us
I brought tonight,
a vinyl.
A vinyl record of my first album called A Great Stillness. And it's a very cool vinyl record from Stand Up Records.
It is very cool. And you signed it, too.
Yeah. And there's a flattened baby in the... there's a flattened baby in
very
the
supple babies.
Thank you for that. So what do you got... I think you said you had something that you wanted to promote coming up or something?
Yes, I have... Well, what just came out on Netflix was my first hour-long comedy special on television. Well, it's on Netflix.
And what's that one called?
It's called In Ruins, directed by Steve FineArts, who directed The Bitter Buddha.
Of course he did.
And, yeah, and I'm pretty happy. I get getting very good response from it.
How could you not go into the world of fine arts when your last name is Fine Arts?
I thought he was lying to me when he
right?
said
right, how does he become a scientist? Save that for Joe Scientist. thank you so much for coming back. We were on a show in New York one
that
time.
That was exciting. That was like I was overloaded with excitement. In New York, that's my hometown, and first time doing Doug Love's movies, and it was at Gramercy Park. It was a place you
Gramercy
normally
Theater, yes, yes.
Gramercy Theater.
Oh no, we moved over that one time to the Irving Plaza.
Irving Plaza, that's and right. I always wanted to perform in Irving Plaza. You
there
know.
You go. Well, I'll try to do one. Where else would you like to perform? MSG,
the O2 Center.
Okay, I'll try to do one there sometime. And
if you can, that would be awesome if you did the O2
Center.
Yeah,
you could yell as much as you want. People would be like, we could barely hear it. But thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope you have fun tonight.
Yeah,
Cameron brought a copy of her most recent recording, her CD, if you will.
Same sex symbol. And there's no baby in here because I can't make those. Because I don't have all the raw materials. I got just two eggs.
I'm confused, but yeah, okay.
Well, Eddie, sometimes when you're not a lesbian... A man has a penis. Sometimes when you're not a lesbian, a man has a penis.
Okay.
But when you're a lesbian, no men have penises. That's what I've learned.
I just don't like talking about... I don't like talking about transgender issues.
Well...
Why is that?
I feel like that...
Why is that? You got a vagina under that baggy shirt?
I don't know what is going on. I just don't know what is going on.
You've never checked it out?
With any of it, you know? I'm just I'm from Brooklyn, and we...
Wait, I thought we were talking about your own body. When you said, I don't know what's going on, I almost...
Oh, with my own body? I
volunteered in my mind in that moment. I was like, listen, I don't have a vested interest in this, but I will check it out. I was gonna do an exam on you.
Yeah, she'll look at it. She won't
I'll
necessarily enjoy it.
Yeah.
But thank you for that.
Yeah,
same
please.
Sex symbol, you guys. Check it out on wherever you buy that stuff. iTunes. And Laura Silverman's voice you may recognize from a little program called Dr. Katz, where she was receptionist.
Love...
You forgot you did that?
No,
and then...
I remember now.
and she plays Jane on that great show, The Comeback, which is making a comeback.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's so good. And it's coming back on November 8th, I want to say.
November, Sunday, November 9th, which is just around the corner.
There you go, where fudge is made. Check out The Comeback.
Only if you have a penis.
And it's like when they decided they were going to do the show, they were very adamant about getting everybody back, and they got all the whole same cast back.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's even more meta than the first time around.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. We read an article about it today. It said it's very meta. No, it is. It's crazy. It's like they went crazy with the like meta because it was so like kind of, they say, ahead of its time when it started. And now it's like we're so overloaded with, I'm trying to say something smart. We're so overloaded and saturated.
Your glasses are
now
clean.
With they are, I finally got them clean. I knew. Never wipe on your t-shirt though, because there could be like dust or something. I knew this was right out of the wash. Because you scratch the lens.
Doesn't always
fucked.
Have to be about movies here, you guys. Sometimes some tremendous life tips get thrown down.
You brought it up.
You got to take it, yeah.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time, and now it's like 10 years later, everything is so completely saturated that where do you go from there? So we just like went off the deep end. I say we, not me. I just showed up and did what they told me to, but yeah.
It's
Thank
awesome.
You.
I'm excited that it's back.
It's really good. It's really good.
Gillian has a thing. She has some sort of deal, some thingy bobber, a motion picture called Life Partners with Leighton Meester, and that's going to be out on November 6th, right?
Yeah, I think so. Is that right?
I think that's about right.
Great.
I love that. I love your attitude.
Look it up.
Why know
maybe
that stuff?
We're wrong. Maybe we're wrong. Just look it up. Yes, it is a movie that I am proud of.
Cool.
And I'm happy that it is coming to theaters and on demand. Please watch it.
And it's the title Life Partners, is that Life Partners, is that misleading?
Oh, well, Leighton and I play two inseparable best friends.
There you go.
And then I get into a relationship, and it causes some friction in our friendship.
Oh, single white female too.
Maybe you have to watch and see.
Okay, I'm in. So I'm already deeply into it.
You're appropriating my people's language?
Well,
that's why he's scared.
Yeah.
It just rings true with me. Whenever I get into a relationship, it always hurts other friends.
Always. Gillian, you're in a you're in the box.
Yes.
I've never seen that movie. It's
I'm
crazy,
not surprised.
Right?
Very few people have. Yes, I am in the box.
What are you playing there? Not the title role, I hope.
Hey,
that would be horrible.
I am also often in the box.
In the box.
That was just waiting.
I just
for you.
Feel like at this point, it's like I already established my character,
no,
so
no,
you know,
totally.
It's all rolled out in front of me.
And there's just so many gifts that have been laid out for you. Yes, I am in the. I am myself often in the box, and if you watch it frequently, yes, it's a movie.
I feel like you think you're on the spot to make a speech about the box. Let me tell you about the box.
It's a strange film. Check it out if you'd like to.
Like Frank Langella, half of his face is missing.
Yes,
or something?
It's based on a Philip K. Dick story. Oh no, sorry, a Richard Matheson story that
sure.
was a Twilight Zone episode mm-hmm. called Button Button. And so it starts from there, and then just kind of goes. Yes, somebody
the smart
watched
guy
it.
In the audience.
Yeah.
Donuts. Well, that's cool. Now when I check that movie out, because I still do want to see it. I mean, even if it's not worked out great, that guy's an interesting filmmaker.
Yes, Richard Kelly, who did Donnie Darko, directed it and wrote it.
Yeah, I think he's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
Cameron, really quickly, let me just apologize to you right now. I think we're running behind schedule. She, of course, is the host of Put Your Hands Together. And yeah, who's sticking around for tonight?
Yeah, stick around. Yeah. Wow. That's what a fucking shitty round of applause, you pieces of shit. Just lie to me. I'm right here.
You're just an honest crowd.
Lie to my face.
Totally honest crowd. Some of them have things to
lie
do.
To
dental
faces,
appointments.
Please.
Dental. Nighttime dental.
Massage. They got things to do. But since we have such a wonderful panel tonight, and it is the week of Halloween, before we play some games, let me just quickly ask everybody, starting with you, Eddie, do you have a favorite scary movie, like a favorite Halloween?
I think my scariest favorite movie, now, does The Shining count?
Yes.
That's absolutely my favorite scary movie.
Did you think it was, to the rest of us, it might have been a silly romp?
No, because I thought you were, it doesn't seem to fit into a Halloween genre. You know, the Halloween genre these days seem to me to be a guy with a pumpkin head and a very large kitchen knife. You know what I mean? And he comes back every certain amount of years. But The Shining...
Instead of a lunatic with an axe. That's the difference. Because that's what happens in The Shining, if you may recall.
Right, but what's... Well, it's Kubrick. So
right. It's Artie.
It's Artie. And I go for Artie.
It's Artie. It's not afraid to be boring for stretches.
Which I
and also not make much sense in other times. Because Jack Nicholson seems like a lunatic driving up to the cabin. He's like, his eyes are in the back of his head. Wendy, we're going to have a... And like, it's weird.
And it introduced me to Shelley Duvall, who's so batshit crazy in that. Just the big eyes and like, Jack, is everything all right?
It was a crazy eyeball family.
Yeah,
that kid lucked out, right?
Right.
I mean, he has like weird vision for other stuff, but...
Do you think when that kid got older, he ever like finger banged a girl while that Tony was talking? And remember how he talked with his finger?
Yes, that scared me. I think the most.
Like, do you think he's ever banging a girl and the finger's like, I'm afraid of caves?
Yeah. I mean, I will say I also often talk with my fingers. Sorry, I'm so sorry. This has got to continue now.
That's true. Well, most lesbians know sign language. That's kind of an underground thing. They learn it so they can talk to each other, or monkeys if they're in the Congo. So what?
So The Shining and Danny. That whole Danny isn't here anymore scared me for a little while. You know, for a while.
Really, the talking Danny finger got you.
Yeah, I don't like kids in general.
In general.
Well, in horror movies, they're so manipulative.
Did you see the TV version of The Shining? The kid in that was unbelievably annoying. Really,
I don't watch. No, to me, that's like remaking Psycho. You don't remake The Shining.
But Stephen King didn't like the movie of The Shining. He's the one that insisted on the TV version.
He wanted a better version of it.
But
we've learned with... like a very straightforward adaptation isn't necessarily the best way to go. Like, there should be a little...
Put your own stamp on it. My father always told that to me. Put your own stamp on it when you're remaking The Shining, Eddie. I never got around to it.
Oh, my God. You would be so great in The Shining. In the very least...
Your cab is here.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe in the Scatman Crothers role.
I would have been good in the Scatman.
I would like to see you get killed in blackface, getting killed with an axe out in the snow.
Anybody know how to get shoe polish off your face? That would have been my first line. But I don't like the way they use kids, and I'll end with this. I don't like the way
could you wrap it up? You got the light 2 minutes ago.
I know. The way they use kids in horror movies, it's so manipulative. Like, I hate the little girls, especially, who are like, it's little girls. It's like, there's something out the window. It's like, fuck you, you know, like... Fuck you, is my initial gut reaction. Because they say it, obviously the director is telling them, try to be as pathetic as you can. Don't talk like a real person. Talk like, where is Armani? We're a family. I don't want to get hurt in the family. We love each other. Fuck that.
We don't want to get in the blood elevator.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, though. Great example. Watch The Shining, everybody. And also Room 237, I think it's called, is a documentary all about it.
That blew my mind.
It's fascinating, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's really fun.
That blew, and it showed me how easily I can be manipulated by the next opinion I hear.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's right, and then the next guy, I'm like, no, he's right, that guy's wrong, through the whole movie.
Yeah, that's the flip when they're like, Danny has an Apollo rocket, like a sweater on his shirt, and everybody says that's proof that Kubrick was involved in faking the moon landing, and then the next guy along goes, Yeah, he put a kid in a shirt with a rocket to make fun of the fact that people thought that he had faked the moon landing.
Yeah, well,
I buy that part.
What's amazing is that if you do just have a knowledge of history, you can see any product in a movie. And if you do have like a good knowledge of history, you can say, well, that flour tin has the American Indians on it, which then represents X, Y, and Z because you know about American Indians. Now, I don't have knowledge of anything. So I just watch these movies like, what's going to happen to Danny? I don't fucking know about the symbol. Like, I don't know history.
Right, but there's like crazy shit. Like there's in one room, there's a poster on the wall for a ski resort, and it's a hotel that closes during the winter because they get too snowed in. So no one's coming to that hotel to go skiing because they're closed for the entire winter. But there's a poster for it. It's just fucking weird. And so people get into it. We got to move on. Okay. We got to move on.
I feel like that's feels like too close of a watch. On that movie. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
no,
get
no.
out of your house!
Yeah, no, it's it's crazy, but it's fun. It's fun that somebody made a documentary, and the guy uses clips from The Shining quite extensively, and also clips from other movies to illustrate all of
and it's the same guy who did Room 222, the television series.
That is absolutely, that is absolutely not
that's
true.
And he did 227? Also,
yeah.
When they were moving on up?
If it starts with 22, he's involved.
Yeah. I know that guy. He's a dancer.
Do you have a scary
movie?
Do you have a scary... Everybody senses I want to move on. Do you have a scary movie that you want to recommend to everybody? Cameron?
Well, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm scared of everything. Terrified of murderers, especially. I sleep with a pillow on my chest and a knife in the side bed table. I just have enough time while they stab me to grab my knife.
Oh, whatever you do, don't accidentally knife your girlfriend through the bathroom door.
I know, it's a real problem.
If you think she's an intruder.
I will be sentenced to at least 7 years in prison, which is too short of a time. We're talking about Oscar Pistorius, guys. Keep up.
They're doing it, though. They're gonna retry him, though, apparently.
Are they good?
Yeah, because that's some bullshit.
How did he get...
But I will say that I'm...
But they made him run across the courtroom on his stumps to show how helpless he was, and
did he do that?
Did it. Yes. Wouldn't you?
You bet I would.
Cut him off! That's me so every, my murder rap.
So every movie's a scary movie to you, like Up and The Rescuers.
But I'm fascinated by scary movies. I'm fascinated by them. So I like read all the synopses, then I look up film stills, and then sometimes I'll sneak a peek at like 30-second clips. So I would like to recommend the part of Silence of the Lambs where he tells her about the lotion, and the part of Seven where there's all those Christmas trees to mask the smell.
But the rest of those movies, you don't have any knowledge of.
I haven't seen them. No. I haven't seen it.
We've never had anyone recommend clips. I love that. Just check out this one.
Yeah, I mean, you can get
part.
In and out of Hocus Pocus, but you got to get out of there before the zombie shows up.
I will tell you, though, that everyone in this room has seen the lotion in the basket scene. Everyone's seen that. But what was the other one you suggested? Because I think that one might be
Oh, Seven?
Oh, yeah, everyone's seen that.
Yeah, everyone's seen that. I know these are things we've seen.
But especially, besides the Lambs, I think is like, that's really a perennial. Like, don't most people watch it on Easter every year?
Well, I mean, it
took
does.
Over for Wizard of Oz. When I was a kid, we watched Wizard of Oz.
It does star our leader. My leader.
Who that is?
I thought we had established what I was going to go for during the entire show. Jody, my leader, Jody. Jody.
She's your...
She's the leader of us.
Yeah.
Lesbians.
But was she, let me ask you this, though. Was she the leader before that weird speech on the Golden Globes? Like, you probably always knew she was the leader, right?
Oh, I knew it in my bones. No, I don't know that weird speech. She got real close, but then, you know, she didn't say it, which is a real bummer. So she's our leader, but under, you know, of course, you guys know the order goes Alan... Ellen Page, DeGeneres Page, Tegan and Sarah.
Finally, that's been cleared up. Laura, do you have a scary movie recommendation?
When I was a kid, I loved The Omen. Yeah. I watched that a lot.
This is for you when she jumps off and hangs
yeah,
herself.
Yeah, and just all the like different ways, like when, you know, like getting decapitated by the window glass.
The glass coming out of the back of the truck was
pretty
sweet.
Yeah, that was all. I don't know why, but I loved
it. In slow motion, too.
That movie.
Like, now they try to make things more realistic so they don't slow it down so you can see how fake it looks. But the glass hits the dude's neck, David Warner, and his head pops off, and it just flips through the air a few times while the glass keeps going.
Yeah.
Because, you know, an object in motion. That's a creepy-ass movie. And especially the soundtrack of The Omen is like that. That's kind of what made it, like, you know.
I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Jazz fingers.
Yeah, that was good. And then also,
no, it's just very religious. Do me, it's just very intense. Yeah.
The shit I hear every night.
Yeah. Soundtrack of your fever dreams. Gillian, do you have a horror movie you can recommend to everybody?
Well, I remember The Exorcist scaring the crap out of me.
I was hoping you would say that.
At a sleepover.
So anyone else on the panel or her specifically?
Yeah.
Were you hoping the whole time? Gillian. I missed my chance to say The Exorcist. That movie's fucked up.
There's stairs in that, right? Guys, at the end, the guy goes down the stairs, the priest...
Speaking of clips, there's a deleted scene from that movie where she does a spider walk down the stairs, and that is really fucked up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's like all like, you know, backwards.
Deleted?
And, it didn't get in the movie because it's creepy, but it's also like, I could see where that would be the moment where you'd go, oh, this movie's bullshit. Because when it came out in the 70s, people lost their minds. Like, people were vomiting in theater lobbies, and they were like, you know, very terrible. Like, the news would go down there every night and film people crying as they screaming as they left and shit. Like, it was intense.
Well, those stairs, though, also actually feature prominently in my life because of the one time I tried to have sex with a man. We were supposed to walk down. I've never told this to anyone, so I'll tell it to my best friends. We're supposed to walk down those stairs and go purchase condoms, and we couldn't find any down there. But I remember thinking, like, well, if I just fall down these stairs and die like a priest, I won't have to do this. Still was pretty sure I was straight.
All right, that wasn't so bad. I thought that was going to be worse.
That's a fine story.
Yeah, it was perfect.
What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know what I thought it was going to be. You really made it sound like we needed to batten down the hatches. Holy shit, we only have 10 minutes left.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, I know. But we'll go along. I know people. I think I can get away with it. You did what?
I read the whole Leonard Maltin book last night.
Like from cover to cover?
Yes.
Maybe you should go on a date with Sam Levine and have a really awesome conversation.
That's okay.
Remember when he gave this 2.5 stars? He'll be back on the show soon. People have been requesting his return, and you know, you got it's good to have a timeout every once in a while.
He knows his shit, huh? He knows his shit, Sam. Too much?
He went like -5 recently on the Leonard Maltin game on something and nailed it. And it was just like, get the fuck off of my show.
-5?
Yeah, he grew up on the book, so he like kind of memorized it, I think. But that's, you know, good for him. It finally came in handy. You know, some random comedian who has a podcast where knowing the Leonard Maltin book is really, really helpful.
He was read to sleep by screenplays. His father would read him screenplays to sleep. Never mind. Sorry about that. I thought it was funny.
Ryan, do you have the edit point? We don't take shit out of this show. We bleep it when I say somebody's name is a shithead that might get me murdered. But other than that, we're pretty much anything's game. But we have to speak. Let the games begin. Speaking of games, we got some name tags. I think there's even more than people are really stepping up here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and you guys get to pick who you want to play for. So just go out there into the crowd and pick a name tag.
Really?
Yeah, go grab one and bring it back to your seat. Some involve food. Some are there's all sorts of things out there today. I like it. While you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Gillian?
I don't know.
Al Pacino in
A Dog Day Afternoon. Clever.
So your last name is Yoon?
My last name, yeah.
There you go. Good job, buddy.
Well done. You laminated
nice,
it.
Nice poster. It's probably got a shithead on the belt. What? Is that the shithead?
No, it's right here.
Okay, he's got it over there. So if Gillian loses today, we'll have to go to him to see who the shithead is. Laura, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Wolver Jean.
Jean Valjean?
Jean Valjean. Wolver Jean. Wolver Jean.
But the name is Jean.
But her name is Jean. Wolver Jean.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. And there's a shithead on the back. Don't read that out loud.
What?
Don't read it out loud, what it says on the back. You seem to be dying to read it. Don't say those words. Just flip it back over and pretend you never saw it. Cameron, yeah, throw your mic down. Cameron has a bike helmet that says Spock on it.
I think it's a derby helmet, right? You skate?
A derby, roller derby.
Are you Spock? You skate for
Spocktopus is your derby name?
That's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And she's got it tattooed on her tit. She's got a Spocktopus tattoo.
Yeah. Well, I used to call derbies, so what? That's cool. So that's why I was like drawn to this. And
what do you mean you used to call it? Like you'd phone up the place and say, "Are any of them hot this week?"
I'd be like, "Put them on." They're like, "Come on, they're on skates." No.
Roll them like over to me.
I used to be like a derby announcer in Chicago.
That's awesome. That's very
cool.
I love roller derby. Eddie, do you love roller derby?
I used to love roller derby. I used to love the women who beat each other up. Around the track, and it was.
Is it a little less violent now?
No.
You still punch each other?
Still hit a bitch.
Oh my God, you still hit a bitch. Those are her words, not mine.
I don't know.
Don't write you hit a bitch. Doug Benson, Doug Lowe's movies on Twitter.
You don't physically punch them, but you hit them with your hips.
You hit them with your hips.
Okay, that's better.
Right. It's just a bunch punched with the hips, and then a step to the right. Who are you playing for, Eddie?
I'm playing for Punch Drunk Jake.
All right. He took the... I've seen that one before, right? Has that's been in play before? Did you win?
No, not yet.
Okay, he hasn't won yet, so that's only fair. To determine who goes first in today's game, let's do some lines with Mark. Let's listen to a pre-recorded recording of the great Mark Wahlberg saying, is he going to say hello to us or... Nope. Just going right to the line?
He does a quick hello.
He does a quick hello before the line?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to say hello and then share a line from a motion picture with us. Just say it in your microphone as soon as you know what it is. First person to say it wins this game. And go ahead and play the message from Mark.
You guys want to do some lines?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Okay.
Okay.
I got a big day tomorrow. No, yeah, I'm going to go to Home Depot, maybe buy some wallpaper. I gotta get some flooring, stuff like that. You know, maybe I'm gonna go Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't know if we have enough time. Here we go again, okay? No, yeah, I can't.
He's doing another one.
I got a big day tomorrow.
I mean, the same
yeah,
one.
I'm gonna go to Home Depot.
Italian
it's a
job.
Big Saturday. I gotta buy some wallpaper.
No.
Get some flooring, stuff like that. Maybe a little Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time.
The shooter.
Silver lining, please.
You're my boy, Blue.
Wait, he's doing another line now. This is another line.
Did you get it?
Same movie. No, Mark, we didn't get it. Why would he record himself asking us if we got it? Does he really think I can interact that naturally with the pre-recording? Can you play that second line again, Ryan? Is that possible? All right.
Boring stuff like that. I don't know if we're going to have enough time. I'm going to give you one more, okay, in case you didn't get it.
Okay.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy, Blue.
Old school?
That's correct.
Oh, that's devastating.
He was in that movie.
That's right. That's why
not
people.
Fair.
That's why people were. That's why people were giggling
fair.
While you couldn't get it.
Oh wait, it's not from a Mark Wahlberg movie. It's
oh no,
just
I'm
Mark
sorry.
Oh, I thought it was a Wahlberg. I'm thinking Mystic River.
Yeah.
He's not in that. I.
Is it?
I don't think
Mystic
so.
Mystic Pizza. Yeah.
No,
yes.
I mean,
not in that either.
What's the one where it's always the boss?
Oh,
it's
a
Ryan.
He's got the penis. The one where... Yeah. You guys, I'll be honest, I understood the rules.
Well, but it is confusing because sometimes I forget to mention it's not necessarily a Mark Wahlberg movie, but also it doesn't matter. We already handed it to him because it's old school.
Fine.
Yeah,
and he finally got it. And... So you get to go first in the only other game we're going to play. We've got 2 minutes left. But I feel confident we can wrap this up pretty quickly. I apologize to Laura for all of her Leonard Maltin game studying, but it still may help you in this because it's still movie information. What we're going to do is we're going to play Last Man Stanton, and one guy's excited about it. And what we're going to do is we're going to pick an actor, actress, or director who has a large body of work, and we all take turns saying names. I'll play too, saying names of movies that that person has been in or involved with, and not produced though, acting or directing.
And acting, directing.
Yeah, whichever ones, because sometimes a lot of actors do both. Mm-hmm. And when you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Indeed. And once we're down to one person or two people, if it's one of us, me, that will be our winner.
Okay.
And the prize bags will go to the person you were playing for. And this gentleman in the Doug Loves Movies t-shirt over here, right?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
San Diego.
San Diego. Mm. So you drove up today for the, like, you haven't been to the show very often?
Every couple months.
Every couple months. All right. Well, I appreciate that dedication. When you listen to the show, do you have a name that you wish we would have used in Last Man Stanton that you'd like to suggest right now?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
Have we done him?
Yeah.
I don't think we have. We might have, but, you know, it's always a new game because it's always new players, and I always remember different shit. So let's do the films of Mark Wahlberg.
All right.
I know you already mentioned one. If you want to just get that one out of the way, Eddie.
The Shooter.
Yes. Well done. What do you got, Cameron?
I know
you're probably big.
Boogie.
Yeah, there you go.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights is a...
The Fighter.
Yeah. That's correct, Laura. Gillian.
Three Kings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta go The Happening. How's it going, Trees? How you doing, Trees? I'm a science teacher. I don't even have to have that guy come in anymore. I don't need Mark Wahlberg. I'll just pretend to be him.
The Departed?
Where are we at? Oh, yeah, The Departed, of course. Everybody, the next player is always disappointed by what the person in front of them says. We'll give you a second to think about it, Cameron. Do you have any plugs, Eddie, besides what we talked about
earlier?
Yeah,
just keep talking, please, if you don't mind.
Let's see.
Go off on one of those rants from earlier that were so adorable. You know, think of kids.
Is that laugh a no? Bitter Buddha, watch it on, what device do you, thing, can you see it on?
You can, Amazon at this point.
There you go.
You can do it on Amazon.
Check it out there.
Yeah. Netflix in Ruins. I'm going to be on the Mulaney Show this
That's
season.
Cool.
I got to act with Martin Short in a bunch of scenes.
Oh, really? Was he standing in a hole and pretending to be a child?
Yeah, I threw a lot of Clifford shit at him.
I got it.
Here we go.
The most recent Transformers starring T.J. Miller. I don't care. It matters. That counts. I named another actor in it. I don't care if you don't think I knew which one it was. Someone said four. They were right.
Well, I mean, you did say Transformers. You
exactly.
Know, you got it in there. But do you know the rest of the title? Because I'm really picky about full titles.
Well,
we also
I know
have
it's
to
not
wrap
Age
this
of Ultron.
Anyway. Just narrow it down.
Dawn
yeah, it's not
the, planet
the
of
search
the
for Curly's gold.
Nope, I got it. It's yep. The more that he's got.
I don't know what it is.
Crystal, and it makes a moonbeam. No, I think I got it. Transformers 8. I sang it. I sang the song More Than Meets the Eye. I don't know. I don't know. Wait.
Thanks for playing.
I don't know. What is it?
Thank
Someone
you,
yell it out?
No, don't yell it out. Oh. It's still in play. Laura?
Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Oh, that's such a good one.
With Stella Warren.
Good job.
Gillian.
Ted.
Mm-hmm. Ted 2 doesn't count. It's not out yet. I'm going to go with... Rockstar. Because he did a great job of portraying an energy drink. Eddie?
Perfect Storm.
Oh.
The Perfect Storm, yeah.
The Perfect Storm.
Cameron's like, okay. Full title.
So, okay, was he in that? And this is not my official guess, so I'm just going to take a temperature on this.
You have
and then
to go
I have
official.
Another guess.
If you say a title, that's your answer.
Okay, I know he, but I don't know the title of the other one I know he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something
that
about...
That reminded me of another one. Oh, and another one.
What?
And I keep thinking of them.
I know two. That one, he
just
might not be
in. Just guess
at
one and get it right.
Do
it good.
Is he in I Heart Huckabees?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a good guess.
Yeah, dance. I'm getting cold cuts. Getting cold cuts. Feet on desk. Clock out.
You know what? I'm mad because that was going to be mine. So
oh,
now I
yeah. That's what happens. Laura and Cameron, do you have... let's start with Cameron. What do you got to plug?
Oh, what do I have to... just please purchase Same-Sex Symbol.
Wait, are we done?
No, I'm
thinking.
No, we're
still playing the game.
I'm thinking.
For like, I didn't know what was happening.
For like a second to think.
I'm sorry,
no,
I interrupted
okay.
you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say what you were going to
say. Bob's Burgers. I want to tell you to your face. Isn't she great on Bob's Burgers?
She's great on all that stuff.
You're terrific on Bob's Burgers. You please purchase Same-Sex Symbol. It's a huge deal for me. You know what? I knocked your sister out of her spot for a minute. Don't tell her I know it, but I did. I took several pictures.
I don't care.
Because that album did really well, and it sounded like an indie record label, and I'm really proud of it because I'm just a new little up-and-coming guy, and I was number one on iTunes, number three on Billboard. Just this little jackass. I'm nobody. But I can move units.
I just thought of another one.
Oh, I got another one.
Okay
the other guys with Will Ferrell.
Uh-huh. I still haven't seen that fucking movie. I gotta see it.
Oh, fuck. I should have been thinking.
All right, so it goes to me, and I will say Four Brothers.
Oh, that's the one I was gonna say.
Sorry. You got some time to think, though, don't you?
Now I'm fucked.
Eddie's still in it, isn't he?
Yes.
You're still in it?
and happy about it. Laura, what are we going to say? Anything else besides the comeback? Comes back on November 9th on HBO?
Oh, yeah.
HBO Go, if you watch it like the next day?
Yeah, and you can watch the first season on HBO Go or on HBO currently? On Demand. Currently, or on Amazon Prime there as well.
Awesome. What do you got, Eddie?
I gotta think.
Oh, God.
Also,
what was the one? It was a murder.
Well, I just thought of another one.
A murder.
You can't describe it.
No, I can't describe
it. Why do you get to play? I don't.
Because it's super fun for me to show off.
It's not Mystic
People
River.
People are always like,
Mystic
why do you
River.
Judge everybody else in their trivia knowledge? Why don't you try? And so here I am. I don't always win. And whoever comes in second is our winner.
The boxer?
No.
But what about the door?
We already said the fighter.
We said the fighter.
Yeah, that already happened.
Mystic River, no.
You're out.
the boxer is
Laura's turn.
Like a reasonable title. I defend you on that. It's wrong, but...
Mark Wahlberg did play the missing daughter in Mystic Pizza, but they didn't use that footage. That was cut from the film, like Kevin Costner from The Big Chill. Laura? You looked at me so sad.
Because I really hung
you looked
in
at
there.
Me with such sadness and like total fear in your eyes.
Crestfallen.
Anything?
I know that he did some kind of like shitty ass like romantic movie.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
What? What?
I thought of another one. I just keep thinking.
Oh,
of
okay.
Sorry to throw you off.
He did some kind of romantic movie. He's done action movies, right? Action movies.
It's a tough game.
Was there a sequel? There's a sequel to Planet of the Apes, probably, but he wasn't in it. Fuck that. He's not going to do that shit again. Or is he?
Are you out?
No, I'm not out. I have one. I think that he was in
Planet of the Apes is rebooted
like,
after hit the one that
like,
he was in.
Like something like probably in like Rio.
Okay, that's a good guess. I don't even know if he. I don't think he's done a voice in any cartoons, but
He was in Rio.
But thanks
you
for
don't
playing,
know
Laura.
It.
No, he's not in it.
Maybe he is. How do you know?
Because no one in this audience is backing you. Gillian, one more and you're the winner.
Lone Survivor.
Oh, wait, no. We got to keep going together. Because Eddie's out, right? Yeah, Eddie's out.
I thought
right.
I won. If it was the
you're the winner. You're the winner.
Thank
you're
you.
The winner. I'm gonna say fear.
Oh.
Like I just said in a sentence while you were trying to think of a name of a.
Where he menaced Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, I've seen the scene where he says Nicole forever.
He marries Reese Witherspoon or something?
He menaces her, oh, right?
Yeah, in fear. Yeah. Yeah, he finger blasts her on a roller coaster.
I've seen that scene also.
He roller blasts her on a finger coaster. anything else, Gillian?
That's all I, you know
That's
what?
All you need.
I needed that.
Lovely Bones, Contraband,
Pain and Gain,
of course.
Yeah.
Max Payne and Gain. Italian hand job.
Oh, yeah, and I even said that in the...
The Big Hit.
The Big Hit, yeah. I kind of like The Big Hit. Lou Diamond Phillips is good in that.
Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull.
Who said Indiana Jones with Crystal Skull? If we had security, you'd be so out of here.
He did a cocky hand motion when he said that to him. You missed it,
I got this.
Because he was behind you, but he, like, if you would have mic'd him, you would have heard fingers slapping. Still, pow.
He's still doing the hand megaphone, even though he's sitting 2 feet from me. Garrett Morris on Weekend Update. What I said was, good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. Apologies again to Put Your Hands Together, and congratulations to the person that Gillian was playing for. Where's Yoon at? Come get your prizes, Yoon. There Yoon go. That's all your shit. Be careful, that one's going to just bust out of the bottom because there's some heavy stuff in there. And yeah. And also, probably put it in the trunk of your car because you get pulled over, that bloody baby's probably a bad thing to have in your car. I'm going to be at Zany's in Nashville November 6th and 8th, and DouglasMovies.com is where you can go for all of my dates. Can I see the rest of you? Do you all have shitheads on the back of your business there? Laura's does.
Oh, the shithead
fell out of the helmet. Well, that's because an unusual place to put it.
Oh.
And this one's got one. Oh, yeah. I've read this before, right? Yeah. Two-time loser. For those of you that are here right now, go home tonight and watch me on at midnight on Comedy Central. And those of you listening, it's on demand or something. And one more round of applause for all of my guests. Eddie Pepitone, Cameron Esposito, Laura Silverman, and Gillian Jacobs. Great group, you guys. And, wow, some heavy stuff going on here. As always, Michael Bay is a shithead. Heroin, of course, is a shithead. And any comic book universe other than Marvel is a shithead.
Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Eisenhold is viewing prowess, makes him cocky.